Bloodshot Bill, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to art and discussion. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to up and down. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to purple and green. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to the planet. Listen to ladies and dummies. Listen to books. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to bath time and nap time. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to stars and stripes. Listen to Texas and listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeple. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Listen to clouds and leaves, bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio, WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, arthouse films, live music, and more. Plus, advance notice of close-up conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Socrates, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org/support. That's upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Spike's Record Rack.
You either shut up or get cut out. They don't want to hear about it. It's only inches on the reel to reel. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is the sound of salvation.
What's going on, everybody? It's Slay Diddy, a.k.a. Professor Slay, a.k.a. Mr. WGXC, and you are listening to WGXC Acre, 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. Listen in, y'all.
Outside, okay, okay. I can't let her play me, no way, no way. You a duck if business, now he laying on his back. Yeah. Ask around, I be rapping number fast. Yeah. We the reason all these running track. You ain't never stuck, you can't tell me a thing. I got and I'm letting them hang. Keep my mouth closed and that's never gonna change. You get in the jam and go to pointing the blame. I ain't let it slide, I was sharp in the aim. Smoking on my brothers, got his love slain. You know it's smoke cause they ain't even take off his chain. Say it's up with me, yo, he must do. Want it all, I won't leave a breadcrumb. What I thought of, said some. Said some G block, all we know is red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum. G block, all we know is red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum. All we know is
red rum. Little pigs, little pigs, let me come in. Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin.
Welcome, Clubhouse Radio, on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
That song was Red Drum by 21 Savage. Sir, yes, sir. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio Live in the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. For those who didn't hear it the first time, from my lovely, lovely guest on today's show, DJ
Moneymaker.
DJ Moneymaker.
And we got sound engineer over here. I'm chilling. I got a nice, what's it called? Little trivia set up. DJ Cola, by the way. My mic keeps on. Okay. Do you see this? All right. Well, this is fine. This is chill. You got to always improvise with what you're given in life. Even if you get dealt the bad hand, it's about making most of those cards, you know? Let's turn this music just a little bit down. And let's start with some NBA Jeopardy. But before we get into that, would one of you like to give a description of Clubhouse? If not, I got it. Either or.
So, the Clubhouse is really just a drop-in center for teens who are either looking for a place to hang out after school, or a place that they can come and feel safe, or a place that they can come and get any type of advice that they feel necessary. We do things such as the radio show, of course. We do harm reduction, where we kind of just do things that are preventing youth from doing other things that they could be doing. You know, we try to steer them in a positive direction. And we just try to make these kids the best that they can be for the hard, hard world that nobody prepared us for. And yeah, that's really it.
Beautiful explanation. And today, what you doing over there? And today, we got an NBA Jeopardy quiz. So everybody knows the rules of Jeopardy. I'm going to make one exception. You don't have to say what is for the beginning of everything, because I know I will be diabolical and just subtract all of your guys' points. So we're going to do a classic rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first. Best of one. Only one match.
Okay, I won, so
you got
I
it
guess
with
I'm
the
going
scissors,
first.
And we're going to start.
Give me first name for 500.
500?
Yeah.
All right, all right. Wait, what? You got to get all of them, I think?
Okay, so
that's easy, though.
LeBron James, Michael Jordan, and Stephen Curry.
All right.
And they
well,
spelled
like
LeBron
the
wrong.
The easiest category. Names.
They names.
Did. LeBron. Oh, that's crazy.
Okay. Next.
All right, so I'm up 500 on you.
So where do you want to do first? Do you want to go to teams, players, 60 through 2010s, first names, or what state they're from? You want to do players for what? 100 to 500.
What?
You going 500 off the bat? You can go 400, 300, but you going 500. You're going to risk it and play big. All right. Yeah, good
That's
luck.
Easy. Thanks.
Name three Celtic Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your microphone?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Russell.
Yep.
Larry Bird. Kevin Garnett.
Is Kevin Garnett in it?
Let's find out.
Paul Pierce, probably.
Bird, Russell. I don't think they had.
Well, etc. It's crazy.
I guess we'll give it to him.
Let's see. Wait, let's see. Who did you say?
Kevin Garnett or Paul Pierce?
Turns out,
yeah, he is.
Yes, so he got that one. Let's go. That's why you always gotta check it.
Five.
Oh, it's tied. Hush.
And if you get it wrong, you lose your points as well.
For
whatever you pick. So if you go for 100, you get it wrong, you lose 100.
Let me do. I'll do teams for 400.
400. All right. All right.
California.
So you just got it.
The Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, not gonna lie. Wait, what?
Oh, those teams are from Kelly.
Yeah, but
they still are.
Well, you got it.
Oh yeah. Okay, cool. San
Francisco.
It's your turn. Go ahead.
The Golden State Warriors are still in California.
Let's see what you're gonna go for.
Teams, players, 1960s to 2010, first name, or what state they are from?
I feel like that's got to be the hardest one, not going to lie.
What do you mean, like, what?
Nah. Go ahead. Pick that one.
Until 2010.
How much?
500.
If you get this right, you will be in the lead, and you will surpass DJ Sosa for now.
Okay.
What? Who was the first NBA player?
No.
Nah.
Brody chose it, Brody. First NBA player to hit a three-pointer. Talk into the mic when you have your selection.
New rule. If you don't answer into the mic, it don't count.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
So... Okay, IDK is definitely.
So you're going to choose to not attempt it and to keep your points.
No. What?
If you don't attempt the question, you won't get any subtracted and you won't win any. So if you want to back out.
Do you want to back out?
Yeah.
All right, but that also means your turn is unfortunately skipped.
Okay.
So
next.
Yeah, not going to lie. That's going to be the hardest question. Who's the first person to make a three-pointer? Like, what?
I'm going to do players for 400.
Players for 400.
The shortest NBA player.
This is a good one.
Muggsy Bogues. Wait. What the fuck?
Oh. DJ Sosa made a little bit of a mistake.
I apologize to all the fans watching and listening. That was just a very bad slip up. I knew I got the wrong answer, so I let my frustration get the best of me.
Oopsie. But,
yeah. I already said
so,
what I said.
So, your final answer?
My final answer is Muggsy Bogues. He tried to give me. See, he tried to. Yeah,
ooh, okay.
He tried to finesse me.
Not gonna lie, DJ Moneymaker was talking a lot of smack at first, but now he's down by 800. I can't believe I almost got that wrong. Oh my god.
Come on. Oh, he's cheating. Look.
That's fine. He don't know what. Oh no, you can't look it up. Stop looking up the answer to who I made the. He's gonna look up the answer to that.
What?
No, don't look it up.
What?
Wow, I see how you play.
What?
Don't look up the answer. Mm-hmm. Well, good thing if you skip a question, you can't go back to it.
Facts. I used to stress. It's your turn though, bro. Go ahead. What you gonna pick? What you gonna pick, bro?
What are the choices again? I forgot.
Teams, players, 1960s through 2010s. First name and what state are they from?
First name.
First name.
400.
First name for 500. That's gone. So 400?
500.
I already took the 500. You gotta do 400.
400.
And anybody listening, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio. Oh my god. I'm sorry. 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. It's Brian. If you don't know, like, yeah. That was going to be the easiest category. You guys got to take that while you can.
I'm going to do teams, For 500.
Teen for 500. We're doing a nice trivia on NBA.
New York and Texas.
Why does this even ask?
New England. What? New York Knicks. Texas. Oh, Dallas Mavericks. Wisconsin. Wisconsin. And New England also, that's not even a...
Yeah, New England don't have any, what?
Dallas, okay, so it's...
NBA is the National the Basketball Association, or the...
So, is it New England and Massachusetts?
No, it's Six Flags. Six Flags, New England.
And for Wisconsin? What is Wisconsin's team?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin? That does not sound right.
Nah.
Milwaukee.
I'm looking this up. Everybody listening, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio. We're doing a nice Jeopardy. We're seeing who knows more about basketball and who knows more about the NBA. And if you guys want to participate on live radio, feel free to come on down 455 Main Street. We're a youth center, which is pretty much, or a youth drop-in center, which is pretty much a community center, but even better because we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So we have trained professionals in mental health. If you're having a bad day, you can come talk to you. And if you're having a good day, you can even share your victories. Back to the trivia.
But Wisconsin doesn't make any sense. New England doesn't make any sense either.
You can back out, but then you won't be able to go for this question again.
New England Patriots? Like, what the hell? Just skip it, bro.
All right.
Look, you just
stop
just
googling the answers.
This is not even a basketball team.
It's not even. It's literally. All right, guys, your
turn, bro. Players. I mean, first
names. 300.
John Morant. John Morant. What the? This is so easy.
So now, this is pretty close. This is pretty close. 1,300 to 1,200. DJ Sosa is in the lead by 100, and he is going to go for it.
What state are they from? 400.
I took a little peek. I feel like these ones are pretty easy, too. I think you got this. Let's find out. Ooh. Uh-huh.
What state are they from? Oh, we have to guess what, like, state he's from?
Yeah.
Oh, what? John Morant is from... I feel like that dude from Memphis.
He said Memphis. And if he gets this wrong,
I'm scared to lock that in, because if I get it wrong, I'm down 400.
Down 400. Then DJ Moneymaker's in the lead.
What state? There's only 50 states that he could possibly be from.
True. So worst comes to worst. I mean, not gonna lie, 1 out of 50. I was trying to make that sound good. That ain't good.
Still is.
Nah.
Yeah, but I really want to say he's from Memphis, but I don't feel like he's from. What?
Why are you looking up the answers?
I'm gonna take just a crazy guess. I feel like he has a little southern accent to him. I'm gonna say South Carolina.
Tennessee. That's close. That's close. That's a good guess.
This is what that's wrong.
You're wrong. But what's it called? He might have lived there in his childhood. That's when he was born there.
Damn.
So it's a pretty, pretty close game. Okay. We're going to do one more from DJ Moneymaker, and then we're going to go into a song break. Let's see how much he can take the lead by. What was that?
Teams for 500.
Yeah.
Team 500.
Teams for 500.
Oh, yeah. That's the question I chose.
It's a theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why'd you pick it? Let's see.
The New York Knicks, Dallas Mavericks, I'm gonna say what?
That's exactly where I got
Wisconsin.
The Badgers, maybe.
Ooh, let's see. And then we're just gonna. Dallas Mavericks.
Wisconsin is the Bucks. Oh, he was right. And New England is the Boston Celtics.
I should have stuck to my gut.
How is New England? Huh.
I told you it was the Boston Celtics, too.
Maybe New England is in Boston.
Yes, I told you. I literally went to New
What'd you say for Wisconsin? I think that's a...
I said the Rocky Bucks, and I said...
And very close game. We got both players.
I said the Badgers because... It was one of the college basketball teams there.
Not gonna lie, it's still a pretty close game. All you have to do is answer one question right, then you're in the lead. Very suspenseful. Who will win? We will find out next time
on Clubhouse House Radio.
Which is
not that deep.
Clubhouse is a great spot. Nice youth drop-in center, pretty much a community center, located 455 Main Street. And there's one Hudson, and I will let you know when we are back. So stay tuned for that information. And we will be right back after a little bit of a music break.
Yo, joint after this right here is crazy. I feel big, you know what I mean? Like not big in the sense of weight. You know what I mean? Like gaining weight or nothing like that. Like colossal. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I heard you were looking for me.
Hey, Mr. Carter.
Hello.
Tell me, where have you been?
You know. Forever from me to you. I heard somebody say, Church, I'ma need a suit. I'ma need a coupe. I won't need a roof. Flyer than Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I got the flow, I'm trying to see the roof. Didn't wear bulletproof, so I got shot and you can see the proof. Blind eyes can look at me and see the truth. One deal Stevie do, but I'ma leave it to God, not be beneath you. Cause I'm a murder, why I kill over and even you. Man, I got summer hating on me cause I'm hotter than the sun. Got spring hating on me cause I ain't never sprung. Winter hating on me cause I'm colder than y'all. And I would never fall. I'm being hated by the season. So y'all hating for no reason.
Hey, Mr. Carter,
I am him. Around the world and I'm back again. Who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering. Around the world, now I'm back again. Who's been asking about me? In case you wondering, man. Yeah, I've been in and out the bank. Why y'all told me it's been on the same? I flush him and watch him go down the drain quick. Two words you never hear, Wayne quit. Cause Wayne win and they lose. I call them April babies cause they fools. And when they snooze, we up. Feet up like a paraplegic. A paraplegic. A parallel park. And a red and yellow thing. Old school Atlanta Hawk. Like I'm from Kyle Park. But I'm from Holly Grove. Now all my blood screams soup woo and da da doo. I knew my rule. And I played well. And I weighed well. On my Libra scale. I suck up, say fuck up, they leave it.
They are wrong, they don't even
yeah.
care.
Hey, Mr. Carter.
I am him.
Tell me where have you been?
Around the world now, I'm back. Yeah. Who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering, I am him. Around the world now, I'm back again. Who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering. Yeah. I'm right here in my chair with my crown and my dear. Yeah. Queen B as I share my time with my ear. Young Carter, go farther, go further, go harder. Is that not why we came? And if not, then why bother? Show no mercy in Marcy, your lager. So far from being the that Marcy had fathered. Now my name's being mentioned with the martyrs. The Biggies and the Pox and the Marleys and the Marcuses. Garvey got me a Molotov cocktail. Flow, even if you box well, can't stop the blows. Kaboom. Rock boy in the room.
boy, I just came off the spoon. Also, I'm so fly, I'm on autopilot. What guys just stare at my wardrobe? I see euros, that's right, plural. I took so much change from this rap game, it's your go.
It's my go, yeah. And I'ma go so opposite of soft author Victor Hector Camacho, man, Randy Savage. Far from average, above status quo, flow, so pro. I know, I ride slow. And when I pass, they say, what up, killer man? Stop bringing up my past. And next time you mention Pac, Biggie, or Jay-Z, don't forget Weezy, baby. Time, don't let Miss Carter grieve at the funeral parlor, dripping tears down my sleeve. Give me any amount of time, don't let Miss Carter grieve.
Two kids until I get infatuated with a new. But when that gray hair finally come, at least I felt something. If I ain't find the one, nobody can fulfill me like this music does. So I'll be lonely with these Grammys when it's all said and done. Come on.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. That's a good one. Live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Agra, Catskill, and Hudson. You are just listening to Darling Eye by Tyler, the Creator. And today, we have a pretty good show for you. We have a nice, chill, relaxing show. We're doing some NBA Jeopardy, but it seems one of our contestants has disappeared. Oh, did he get... Okay, so let's see who won. It turns out DJ Sosa took the victory only by 200 points. Honestly, pretty close one there. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, it's essentially a community center. That's technically not what it is. It's essentially that. It's a youth drop-in center. It's called a different name because we're funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, where we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. Clubhouse is, and you are listening to us now from Wayfarm. If you want to check them out, go to wayfarm.org. They're amazing people. If you're walking around in your hometown, and since you're listening to this, you're probably pretty local, you can go and just go into a store or a shop or like a lounge or whatever, and they might have a little sticker that says WGXC or Wayfarm on it. And if they do, that means they're brought to you on air by Wayfarm, and that's how we're talking to you right now. Huge shout out to them. Like, without them, our dreams wouldn't be possible. We wouldn't have a platform for the youth to express their voice. So just huge shout out to them. And today, we're going to be talking a little bit about... See, I always have a backup plan when it comes to DJ Moneymaker. We are going to be talking a little bit about seasonal depression. Seasonal affective disorder, SAD. That's so ironic that seasonal depression's acronym is SAD. That's funny. I mean, funny might not be the right word, but yeah. It happens during seasons of the year, most often fall or winter, because that's when light comes down pretty much during the days. It is thought that shorter days and less daylight may set off a chemical change in the brain, leading to symptoms of depression. Light therapy and antidepressants can help with SAD. But there's also a bunch of other ways. So, we're going to read you the scientific name or how they describe it, and we're going to go into how we like to do it. So, increased sunlight exposure. That one's pretty simple. Just go outside, enjoy the sun. Whether it be shooting some hoops outside, playing ball, which you can do at Clubhouse, which is located 455 Main Street.
Catskill, New York, 12414.
That's actually a double way to get that done, because the right next one on the list is exercise. So exercising outside, especially when it's cold, you can work up a sweat so you're not even feeling that cold. For example, like, obviously you can't wear shorts and a t-shirt when it's like 50s out. I mean, you can if you're built different, but like, that's not going to be fun. If you're jogging the whole time, you feel like you're on fire. So even with that shorts and t-shirt, your body can still go up. Eat well. I mean, this one's super important. You gotta take care of yourself. If you're somebody that likes to work out, you've gotta get your protein. Even if you're somebody who doesn't like to work out, you still gotta get your protein. This is the fuel that feeds your body. Without it, it's like a car without gas. You ain't getting nowhere in life. Nowhere. And you're gonna be feeling really bad. That's for sure. You wanna read some of these? Up to you.
Where you at?
Oh, this one's perfect for you, actually.
Practice good sleep hygiene. Facts. I was struggling with that not too long ago. I was literally just, you know, I woke up. I didn't even go to sleep last night until like 5 something. So it's just been a long day. But establish a regular sleep schedule and reduce or eliminate napping, which is, that makes sense. Because if you nap throughout the day, like even like when parents used to say when we were younger, yeah. No, you can't take a nap, because if you take a nap, you're not going to go to sleep. And that's usually how it is.
The best way to take a nap is to put it on your schedule. That way you're prepared. You wake up, and even if you're feeling groggy, you're like, all right, I know I got a stuff to do. Instead of just falling asleep on your own and then feeling unproductive, you know?
Another one is reach out to friends and family.
This one's so basic.
Friends and family can be valuable source of support.
Community is super important. There's many studies done where there are people who don't really have an active community, and then there are people who are in the active community. And on average, the people in the active community are just, like, way happier. So that's always super important. Journal. This one's good. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can help you understand them better. Just really get it out. This one's just, I mean, all of these are just great advice, even not for seasonal affective disorder, just how to live a good life. Now, the next one is, consider light therapy. So this one, I'm actually not too familiar with. It says a light box can stimulate exposure to sunlight. We're going to look up whatever a light box is, because, like,
light box.
Yeah, it's just a box of light. That's pretty cool. You can get one on Amazon for $20, I guess. Yeah, I guess at nighttime, you know, the sun goes down early. I feel like, personally, it's better to be out in the sun while it's out than to get a light box. That's just my opinion. Talk therapy. If you're somebody who doesn't struggle with seasonal depression or any of that, going to therapy is a great way to get that done. So, yeah, that's how to handle with that. Because the days are getting shorter. November has officially started, which is kind of crazy to me.
Like, oh, yeah, it is November 1st, isn't it?
Yeah, we're already almost at 2025. We only got one more month left of 2024.
Yeah, that's crazy.
After this month. Not including this month.
Shoot, at least we know that's 2030 yet.
Yeah, and you know, December going to be even worse than November because all that snow. If you're somebody that likes snow, that's awesome. But for a lot of people, it can prevent them from, you know, getting exercise, going outside and seeing their friends. So we understand both sides. But yeah, those are just some light tips. Get it, light box. Light tips for, you know, just helping yourself if you struggle through seasonal depression. So we're going to be right back after another song break. Oh my god, there's been music playing in the background the whole time. That's pretty awesome. This has been so quiet. Yeah, we're going to be right back. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
So boing boing.
First things first, rest in peace, sucker Phil. For real, you the only father that I ever knew. I get my pregnant, I'm going to be a better you. Prophecies that I made way back in the veil. Fulfill. Listen, even back when we was broke, my team ill. Martin Luther King would have been on Dreamville. Talk to him. One time for my LA sisters. One time for my LA. Lame can't tell the difference. One time for a who knows. Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved. 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 No role models, and I'm here right now. No role models to speak of. Searching through my memory, I couldn't find one. Last night I was getting my feet rubbed by the baddest, not Trina, but I swear to God it's to make you call your girl up and tell her, hey, what's good? Sorry, I'm never coming home, I'ma stay for good. Then hang the phone up and proceed to lay the wood. I came fast like 911 in white neighborhoods. Ain't got no shame about it. She think I'm spoiled and I'm rich cause I can have any. I got defensive and said, nah, I was the same without it. But then I thought back to a better me. Before I was a B-list celebrity, before I started calling so heavily. Back when you could get a platinum plaque without no melody, you wasn't sweating me. One time for my L.A. sisters, one time for my L.A. Lame can't tell the difference. One time for a who knows. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. 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 I want a real love, dark skin and Aunt Viv love. That Jada in that weird love. That leave a toothbrush at your crib, love. And you ain't gotta wonder whether that's your kid, love. I don't want no from reality shows. Out of touch with reality. Out in Hollywood, bringing back 5 or 6. Then we kick them to the door. You know how it goes. She deserve that. She a bird, it's a bird trap. You think if I didn't rap, she would flirt back. Taking off a skirt, let her wear my shirt. Before she leave, I'ma need my shirt back. You know how it goes. One time for my L.A. sisters. One time for my L.A. Lame can't tell the difference. One time for a who knows. Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved. Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved. Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved. Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. Fool me 3 times, peace sign, load the chopper, let it rain on you. Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. Fool me 3 times.
regret was too young for Lisa Bonet. My only regret was too young for me alone. Now all I'm left with is reality shows. Hand her a script to probably couldn't read alone. My only regret was too young for Sade Adu. My only regret could never take Aaliyah home. Now all I'm left with is up in Greystone. With the stale face, cause they know it's they song. She shallow with the
she's shallow.
She's shallow with the
she's shallow. She's shallow.
She's shallow with the
she's shallow. She's shallow.
She's shallow with the
she's shallow.
Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. 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 Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved.
Face on the dotted line. I've been flying out of town for some peace of mind. It's like always, they just want a peace of mind. I've been focused on the future, never on right now. But I'm sipping, I can boot you, either pink or brown. I'm the one that introduced you to the you right now.
Oh my God, that's babe. Well, alright, trying to fight in the night.
Now
out when the game got the whole world talking. King Kuta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. When you got the yams,
what's the yams?
The yam is the power that beat. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street.
Oh yes, we can. Oh yes, we can.
I can dig rapping, but a rapper with a ghost rider. What the f*** happened? But most of y'all share bars like you got to buy the bunk in a two-man sale.
A two-man sale.
Something's in the water.
Something's in the water.
And if I got a brown nose for some gold, then I'd rather be a bum than a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kuta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kuta,
black man taking no loss.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking.
King Kuta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off. Stage just to go back to the hood, see my enemy is safe.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking.
King Kuta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kuta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking.
King Kuta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
You goat mouth mammoth.
I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. Everybody's suicidal, they didn't even need my help. This shit is elementary, I'd probably go to jail if I shoot at your identity and bounce to the left. Stuck a flag in my city, everybody screaming Compton. I should probably run for mayor when I'm done. To be honest, and I put that on my mama and my baby boo too. 20 million walking out the car, baby, woo woo. Oh yeah, the judge, I made it past 25. And now I was a little nappy headed with the...
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Baker Catskillin,
Hudson.
Today, I'm your sound engineer, and I'm joined with
your boy Sosa, DJ Sosa. You got our boy.
Got DJ
Moneymaker.
DJ Moneymaker, making that money. So, today, he is going to be
our host.
Who's the guy who hosts Jeopardy? Steven
Strickbeck? I have no idea. Come on, DJ Moneymaker. We need you to read the question.
All right. That's fine. So who gets to go first? You can pick. Or we can play rock, paper, scissors.
Lincoln. I mean.
Yeah, that's
rock, paper, scissors.
All right. Best of one. One, two, three. Rock.
No one.
I'm going. Oh wait, hold on. Before I get into it, we're gonna do this just to fit the vibe. Here we go. Yep. And it's a nice chill version, because if I heard the actual version, I'd want to work out, to be honest with you.
I'd want to play Universe.
So I'm gonna go Dragon Ball Z for 500. I'm going all the way.
Okay, no one's going for 500. Who were the only two enemies to die at Goku's?
Two enemies. This is Z, so it's not asking about Dragon Ball, because Dragon Ball Goku actually kills a lot of people, to be honest with you. Killing people is bad, and that's why he doesn't do it anymore. Oh, I can't believe I had to say that on radio. To Goku. Ooh, this is actually tough. One was Yakon in the Buu saga. He just straight up killed the guy. Yakon. He kills one other person too. Nah. All right, we got to get a time limit here, because I'm about to go on forever with this.
I think I know who the other person is. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did kill him. Yeah.
Who was the only two people in Dragon Ball Z that Goku actually, like, killed? Let's see. We're going to start it. We're just going to do one timer, because honestly, this is long enough. Last time we did two. That was just a workshop.
I'm not gonna back out. I ain't a wimp. Plus, I already gave you one of the answers, so you'd be able to get it. Yakon. Early on, he doesn't kill Raditz. He doesn't kill Nappa. He never kills Vegeta. He doesn't kill any of the Ginyu Force. He leaves them all alive. Then Vegeta's the one who kills them. Oh no, no. It's not. All right. Well, I got it. I just lose the points. So I'm already at negative 500. Right? Nah, he like blows himself up.
Yeah, but imagine Boo.
Kid Boo. How could I forget that? I got the weird one right, too.
Yeah, you got the one that you...
Oh, want. That feels bad, man. Starting off with negative 500.
I would have never got Yakko. All right, my turn. I'm going to go with Dragon Ball Super
that
for
hurts.
300.
That really hurts, starting off like that.
How many minutes has it passed? Can we rewind time by?
I know this one. I know it.
Bro, what?
It's either one or two. It's either one or two answers in my head.
Into the past, can Whis rewind time by? Oh, wait, yeah,
he does
it
in Resurrection
it.
F. Because Frieza blew up the planet and then he rewound time. That was
like
the first time, what's it called?
10 minutes. My answer was 10 minutes. What?
I would have got that wrong.
Three?
I would have guessed five. This is crazy. How are we both starting at negative 300? Negative. All right. I'm bold. Dragon Ball Z for 400. What were the original hair colors of Bulma and Chi-Chi? In the original... In Z? Bulma was blue and Chi-Chi was black.
Purple and blue?
What? I would have never gotten that one. This is a hard quiz. I like this. I thought it was going to be... negative.
Give me Dragon Ball Super for 400.
You
want to
read this?
How many time rings are there?
He's still on that. Hey, he can actually look it up at this time.
How many time rings are there? I think there was...
Oh, that's what Zamasu...
Yep.
I don't know this one at all, bro. Oh, you want to read this?
Are you ready?
This How many time rings are there?
I think it's...
This is just going to be whoever has the least amount of negative points. That's crazy.
I want to say 12. We'll go with 12.
Oh, that's smart.
Six. What? Five?
Well, I guess either way, it don't matter.
Just...
All right, I'm petty here. I'm
Dragon
going,
Ball Z.
I'm going Dragon Ball for 300. I don't care. I need to get one right. Oh, Lapis and Lazuli. Easy. Oh, wait. You got to read the question. I did this quick. I didn't even need the question.
Android.
What are Android?
Just turn that down a little bit.
What are Android 17 and 18's
real? How did you know that? That's weird.
I don't know. Alright, so not gonna lie, that just put me in the lead. Only by negative 100.
Give me Dragon Ball Z for 100. What is King Kai's pet monkey's name? Bubbles.
Yeah, you got that.
I just wanted to get, like,
tied
with you.
We're dead tied.
That's
right.
Why I did that.
All right, then I got to one-up you. Dragon Ball for 100.
Okay.
Who won the 21st? Wait a minute.
That was the one where...
Ooh. Wait, I don't know the order. I don't know the order. I'm pretty sure the 21st was the one that Goku won, but that's not my final answer. Because I know all of them in order. It was Master Roshi, Tien, and then Goku. 23rd is the one that Goku won, so I'm gonna say Master Roshi.
Dude.
Not gonna lie, that was a tough one because I don't know the order in my head.
Alright, I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with Dragon Ball Super for 200. Who do the Super Dragon Ball compare
what
to?
Oh, that's
the
easy.
Size? The super, a planet.
Yeah. Earth. You got that. I'm giving that to you. You said a planet. Earth is a planet. Oh, I see. I see your game. I see how you're playing. If that's the case, I'm going Dragon Ball Super for Dragon Ball for 500.
Okay.
I know more about the original. How long? 50 years.
You're weird. How'd you know that?
It's in my noggin. I remember because I was like, Goku learned that. I actually watched, like... Just like the first five episodes.
I didn't even watch Dragon Ball.
I just watched the first five episodes.
Alright, Babette, what's up? Give me
Let's go, I'm fine. This is the first
time not in negatives.
Yeah, this is the first time one of us is not in a negative since the start of the game. That's a little crazy.
Let me get Dragon Ball Super for 500.
Ooh.
SGT.
Well, would you like to
According to manga,
why did Zeno erase 6 universes prior to the universal as I think it was just because he didn't like them.
That was my answer. That was my answer.
He just didn't like them. He felt like it was too many. Yeah.
Is that your lock-in?
Yes. He felt like there were too many.
You said that. You just said that. I'm giving that to you.
Come on.
All right.
He's really petty. He doesn't do things for a good reason.
I'll go Dragon Ball Super for a 100. I'm going to play your game here. Who cannot be a Zeno? All right. I still think I'm right, but all right.
You'll do Dragon Ball Z for 200.
Oh, easy. Oh, oh, I almost got the answer wrong. That's
Wait,
tough.
Who was it? It was Raditz, right?
It was Goku. Because he was set and then he bumped his head.
Nah. That's good. Good.
Now we're tied again. I'll do Dragon Ball movies for 200. I feel like the 200s are easier than the 100s. Why did turtles... Because all low-class Saiyans look alike. Alright. I just wanted to... Dad. I just wanted to not have 0 points for the first time in the game. Not gonna lie.
I'm gonna do... Dragon Ball GT for 200.
Alright.
You made fun of Trunks' $30
haircut. This is movies. This is in the wrong category. If you want, I'll let you pick a different one. But I'm going to answer that.
I'm going to do Dragon Ball for 200.
Dragon Ball for 200. Who makes...
The Korin, right?
Yup. I half thought you were going to say Yajirobe. Now we're dead tied. I'm gonna steal that question. Who made fun of Trunks' $30 haircut? That was Android 13. We're gonna play that clip, actually, because that's hilarious. I forgot I had this in the background. I was going to say the following, if we ever did the other one. All right. So, those of you Dragon Ball fans who don't know, I guess we're just going to play till the timer runs out, because we only got 4 more minutes. But this clip is... This is the original Dragon Ball. And it's muted. I'm so smart. Here we go. This Giro, is actually
it's
hilarious.
Down there scheming and planning. Should all just let bygones be bygones. What I'm gonna do. You hear?
You're just a slave. A pawn with no free will of its own. Is that it?
Ready?
Free will. Pitiful humans. War, segregation, hatred. Is that what you've done with your free will, boy? Don't you lecture me with your $30 haircut. Goku dies.
We'll see, you red ribbon redneck.
Amazing. I found the right one too with those sound effects, not gonna lie. That clip lives in my head forever, just cause don't lecture me.